Golf Smarter number 121 for April 8, 2008.
SmarterPodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.
A tee tour of Desert Springs Golf Course with Tim Scogan.
This is Golf Smarter. Each week we tap the best minds in golf to help lower your scores with tips, drills, insights, and advice. In conversation with course pros, architects, authors, players, teaching gurus, and coaches, here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for downloading another episode of the Golf Smarter podcast. A few weeks back, we had a couple of conversations with people from Desert Springs, California about their course and their golf school. And while I was down there, I got a chance to play one more course, the Desert Springs at JW Marriott Resort and Spa. So to conclude our tour of the Desert Springs area for spring of 2008, which is part of the Palm Springs area, we're talking to the longtime director of golf, Tim Scogan. So let's get back into the golf cart and go to our reporter out on the course. Welcome, Tim.
Great to have you here, Fred.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you for having us out here today. So we're at the JW Marriott Desert Springs. You have two golf courses here.
Yes, we have two championship courses, our Palms course, which runs around the hotel, and our Valley Golf course, which is sits amongst our condominiums vacation ownership project.
Okay, so this is not just a Marriott hotel here.
Correct. What it is the master plan, if you will, of the project. Called for the large resort that you are, at currently, as well as we have approximately 700, just under 700 condominium units. It's referred to as our vacation ownership timeshare component, as well as on nine holes of our Palms course, we have 34 state homes, which makes up the project.
I see. And with two golf courses, you have the Valley and the Palms, right?
Correct. That is okay. Correct.
And who are the architects?
Well,
do you have two different projects?
Well, actually, the architect is the same, Ted Robinson. Ted did both courses. It was finished in 1987, and the second one in 1988. So just over 20 years old, approximately, or 20 on the Valley. The courses one, the particular one, the Palms, really goes around the resort as well as through some of the residential that we have here. And the Valley is entirely encased by our vacation ownership condominiums. And but both are on site, which is great for our guests. They literally, we are truly a destination resort, we feel, in that you can come here for a day or a week and there's no need to leave the property because everything's right here for you.
Although the Palm Springs area has a lot to offer if you want to leave, but you really don't have to.
Exactly. And many of our guests just really want to take that, 2, 3, 4 days or upwards of a week with our timeshare folks and just really kind of decompress and enjoy the desert. As you can see on a day like today, the weather's perfect.
Just perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect. Now, what is unique about Ted Robinson Designs?
Well, probably one of the most what we feel enjoyable and one of the things that's claimed to fame is its playability is incredible. As you played today, you can play it from 6,800 yards, which in the area that this was built 20 years ago was a long golf course. Now with the advent of the golf ball and equipment, it's a medium length from the tips. But it's very playable for our guests. We have predominantly resort guests staying here on site, as well as our vacation ownership folks, that they want a very playable golf course. As far as characteristics, he is literally referred to as the king of waterscapes. You saw the different water features on the golf course, which are very, very enhancing and also come into play, obviously.
And not all of them. I thought that was real interesting. There's a lot of water here, but it doesn't always come into play.
He really wanted to create a golf course that players from scratch, through a beginner, is going to enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. Four sets of tees allows that to happen so readily. As much as you kind of want to bite off, you can get after it, or if you just want a leisurely round, it works out very well. He also has a component called the Badlands. A couple of the holes are truly layup holes. If you hit past the layup area, you'll hit into these long rough and the moguls, so to speak, and it just makes shot selection and priority on positioning very important.
But it's not desert golf.
No, we are basically a fully landscaped oasis, if you will. There has been a certain amount of movement afoot, which we may over at time we consider of taking some of the perimeter areas into going to more of a desert scape, and we've done that a little bit more so on our Valley Golf Course, and we look at that at the right time to move in that direction.
I don't know if you can hear in the background we're by the pool, so you can hear the music, but let's drive on here and,
sure.
and we'll see if we can talk about a couple of the holes and get a view of them. I do want to talk about on the front nine. We'll go over two of the holes on the back nine, but
right.
On the front nine, your number one handicap hole there. I actually thought the hole after that was more difficult.
Well, what's interesting about it, once again, with that the holes is all about positioning, and it's and once again you get used to the hole. The second one you referred to can be easier, but it's from the difficulty standpoint as it's rated on the course, it is the most difficult hole. But what's really neat about the Palms course, probably as much as if not even more so in the Valley, there's a real sense of conclusion to the round of golf, as it should be. If it's a tournament, you want to have those real dramatic holes occurring late in the round, where it can really make a difference, whether it's a small bet between the two of us or if it's some sort of championship event. And that's what I think he did, particularly on the Palms course, a great job with, where we're going to see 17 and 18 here, where you can really make it with the island green, or you can really cause some havoc if you don't make the swing that you need to.
Yeah. Now, is it considered link style, because it's not a flat course? There's
no,
a lot of undulation. There's a lot of hills, ups and downs, and a lot of uneven lies.
No, it's more of a traditional, I would call more of a residential course, because, I mean, obviously we have someplace around 4,500 trees throughout the facility.
Yeah, yeah.
It's as I say, it's wall to wall.
But they're mostly palm trees. I mean, the leaves aren't hanging low and getting in your way.
Exactly. One of his features, we'll see it in a second, it'll come to mind. One of his features is he really believes in a palm tree encased green complex. You'll see it here where you have the assorted greens, but you look around almost every green complex and they're really surrounded by this assortment of palm trees. And it really yeah. encircles each of the greens as we come up here.
And then you have the beautiful backdrop of the mountains.
Yeah, we have the San Jacinto Mountains is for our vistas. And when you think of deserts golf, you really have a half a dozen real components. Obviously, you have the mountain vistas. You have water features, the sand, and then just the glorious sun and the beauty of the day. Really,
yeah, I didn't
is what
see
comes.
A single cactus.
Well, interestingly enough, cactus, we get too much moisture, or too little moisture. Literally, we only get about 3.5 inches per year. We actually get a little bit less in the Arizona desert, if you can imagine that. But it's the nature. We're at a lower elevation than they are over there, so they get slightly more moisture.
Huh.
I spent some time over in the Arizona market in the Tucson area, and they actually have more natural vegetation.
Right.
So
well, we pulled off. We were going to go look at number 17, but there's a group teeing off right now, and it's a par 3, and it's really a beautiful hole.
Well, it's a it captures all the elements we were talking about. Plus, it's very pretty with the waterfalls that have flowers all around them and on the different tiers of the waterfall features.
And I don't know if this is an added feature that most golfers get to take advantage of on 17, but when we were playing it, there was a bulldog that was chasing birds and being our friend.
Well, we have it's an interesting thing here that several golf courses we try to maintain a bird situation, and we have a gentleman that just goes around and talks to the birds and moves them around a little bit.
Really?
And it works out very favorably, and it doesn't do anything to the birds, and it's really kind of neat. And we, as you may have seen, we also have some of our little flying kite eagles, and it just kind of
yep.
keeps moving out there. And it's worked out very favorable for the golfer, and with no harm done to the birds.
For the golfer who enjoys looking at wildlife and not at the scenery, not
mm-hmm.
just the golf, you have a spectacular collection of birds all over the golf
course. Well, I don't
course.
Know if you have.
I'll let you say it.
Yeah, there's assortment not only on the golf course, but in our resort in the lobby, we have literally 10 to 20 different exotic birds that from parakeets to cockatoos, and it's just one of the things that
flamingos as you're pulling.
Yeah, we kiddingly say sometimes we're known as a resort where the birds and the boats, because you may have not seen it, but in the lobby also we have boats that leave from inside the lobby going out through the doors and to our assorted restaurants. It's a real treat that we've become noted for. And and you know, getting back a little bit to the golf, we want golf courses that are playable. It's not a golf course that's going to take your game apart and leave you not wanting to come back for more. We want you to have a play that second round and enjoy. You're some of our friends from the north.
Yeah.
Some Canadian geese here.
Hack, hack.
Yeah, exactly. They're talkers, too.
Now, we got very lucky because my wife and I are traveling with another couple, and so George and I got to come out and play golf here today, but the wives are at the spa today.
Well, that's kind of how it's evolved to the, I may add that literally you caught us at a perfect time. We just reopened our spa after an $18 million renovation.
Wow.
And it's one of the largest spas in the country now, at literally 38,000 square foot spa. With all the new and exotic treatments to complement the more traditional types of spa environment, and we have everything from what's called a Turkish hammam. It's a new and more invigorating sort of steam, and it has all the different aromas. Even if you get a chance, you should try to get over there too.
Now, right here, we've backed up and come to number 16. We're on the approach of number 16, and I'll tell you, from the tee box, I couldn't see this water come into play.
Right.
And I wanted to take full driver on this, but your GPS system is really quite good.
Yeah, we looked long and hard. We have our tournament coordinator, Bob Tamlin, with us also, and he was instrumental in going through that process of learning the different systems, both selecting and learning the features. And the one that we selected has been greeted really well by our guests, and you make a great valid comment in that many of our golfers, it's the first time they've played it because they're here for only a few days.
Right.
And this we found just to be invaluable for them.
Yeah, it's really spectacular because, and I think this woman wants to hit over us.
Yeah.
So,
incoming.
You know, I think we better get behind her.
Yeah,
I'm not too confident about looking at her hit the ball. But one of the things that I did like about this ProLink system that you guys have is it knows the pin position. It's
correct.
Not just telling you, oh, you know, here it is to the middle of the green. And not only does it recognize the pin position, but it gives you the depth of where the pin is and the width of how far. So you really have a great opportunity to know where exactly you want to get the ball to when you hit it.
What we've done with collaboration with our superintendent is it's programmed into this system that he positions in placement of the pins based on a day of the week. So you're literally within a yard or two of the pin placement each day.
Wow.
So today it was programmed to be an X quadrant of the green, and that's how they'd be able to get this accuracy that you speak to.
Yeah, I carry the iGolf system in my pocket today, and it worked. It was, you guys were right on. It was every shot was marked out.
And what's fun about this is we have the luxury of being able to communicate with our guests, literally to the point.
I want to talk to you about
that.
You're going too slow.
Well,
it's your first warning.
We say it in a hopefully nice way. but we, you know,
no,
we value.
I thought the assistant,
right,
who came, was very
Marshall.
Polite.
Good.
He offered us an apple and asked us to make sure that we stayed in the group
make
in front
sure you
of
keep
us.
Keep your energy up
fun.
And your
and then,
stamina.
And then this thing came on and said, hey, hurry up.
Well, it's just a little reminder. That's okay. And what's fun about this, too, we can also see where carts go. It's has a feature on it that can track literally. So when that shot you hit on 18, a little bit right of the middle of the fairway, we were watching where you were out there. It's cart 68. So we knew where you were.
Yeah,
that kind of deal.
Yeah, did you catch my second shot? I nailed my second shot and right in the water.
Well,
okay.
You know, surf's
up. So I parred that hole and had those lost balls, so it's a six. Go ahead. We're now back on.
We're back up on 17. And really, the, you know, key components of the hole is obviously your critical distance factor. You must make sure because there's trouble both behind and in front. And this day is a little bit of exception because sometimes we'll get a wind from the west where we are positioned in the valley. So it'll come off your right shoulder. Right. And you just got to be very aware of this. And we're a little bit exposed up here. We're looking down at the green. So and it's above, in some respects, the ball will be above the tree and the house line. So the wind will be a factor here. And but it's just shot selection is, you know, it's about a 18, I think, Bobby, 20 yard depth of the hole. So you better make it right as far as your shot selection.
Yeah, well, we were playing at the time of day where we weren't really sure where the ball landed. And we made it onto the green.
That was a good thing.
It was a beautiful thing. You have a tremendous amount of competition here in the Coachella Valley, mm-hmm. Palm Springs, Palm Desert area with a lot of golf courses. And I would think that being associated with a Marriott, you want to focus on tournament play, corporate play, bringing out groups here. What about trying to get on tour stops, things like that? Or is it more important you just let everyday golfers come out here and from all over the world?
Our key focus is obviously our resort guests and their needs. And our group customer is real critical. And we made the decision some time ago that that is where our market is. And we have, through the years, particularly in the earlier years, had some discussion and thoughts of moving toward potentially being a stop for potentially a tour stop. But I must tell you, you know, it was lots of fun. We've done a lot of celebrity tournaments. Actually, for about 7 or 8 years, we were the host course for the Frank Sinatra Celebrity Tournament, and which was a lot of fun. And
when Frank was still with us?
Even Frank was still with us.
Awesome.
And it was just a delightful tournament. 420 players out. The rounds a tad slow today. It was very slow then.
Yeah.
But everybody was having a bunch of fun.
420
yeah.
players.
But it was,
wow. And the crowds are coming out.
Yeah, and the celebrities are very engaged and very open from laughing pictures, autographs. And it was a lot of fun and raised a lot of charity dollars for the
nice.
Charity of note. So we enjoyed that. We're heading up here. Up to our 18th tee on our Palms course. And this is some years ago, at one point in time, it was rated the best finishing hole in the Coachella Valley by Palm Springs Life. And it's just, yeah. I frankly think it's just a delightful hole. It has really the classic gamble. If you want to play it closer to the water's edge on the left, and it's framed by the water on the left, bunker's right. The closer you play it to the water, the less distance you have for a second shot. But what's really, I find,
classic risk-reward.
Truly is. But what's interesting about it is even for your novice golfer, once you've cleared the water in front of us, but that's usually doable, you can play it up the right side of the fairway. And if you have maybe you can't get on in two, but you short chip and a putt because there's no forced carry on your approach shot to the green. So and people really enjoy this hole. Plus, it has all the components of the resort, with your spa on the left here and the resort in the background, plus all the desert elements.
So let's take a little tee tour here.
Shall we?
So you take us up to the
well, playing the from place. The yeah, playing from the blues or our black tees. As I was mentioning earlier, four sets of tees. You can see that single palm tree literally cutting through the center, past the fairway. But that's usually your target, and it's easy, once again, to explain.
Right, and it's not tough to carry the water. It's not that far.
It's not that far.
But you do have water in play, and you have a cutout wolf over here.
Uh-huh.
Which
keeps
I find
our birds interesting and
yeah, it keeps
engaged.
The birds away.
And there's not any birds around.
And there's no birds around whatsoever. They're on the other side of the pool laughing at it.
Exactly. Exactly. So we'll put another one there, I think.
There you go. You move them around.
Yeah, actually we do. But what you want to do is just essentially balance out the risk and of hitting it left or right by just playing center of the fairway. It's 420 yard hole from the tip. So in today's world, that's no longer demanding. But frankly, for the vast majority of the golfers, that is all they want, and frankly, sometimes not that much.
All right. Well, I want to remind our listeners that this will be at one of our Google Earth courses, which means if you're listening to the show on your computer and you have the Google Earth function that you've downloaded with our address in it, you can be literally standing on the tee box looking down the fairway as Tim is describing where to hit the ball. Now, we're coming up in the middle of the fairway here. We've got a group out in front of us who are looking at So it says we're 234
from
the
pin. Yeah, so he's 200. And that, you know, I'm sure he had a good enough drive, but he's still got all he needs. He looks like he's got a hybrid or something up.
Right. I had 196 in my second shot. Yeah. We were playing from the Blues, and I was on the side of this hill over here behind the bunker on the right side of the fairway, and I hit it flush. I had a beautiful shot that just kind of faded to the left and back in the water.
So in this forced carry I was talking to, see, he did not get it to the green, but he's shortened to the right, but he's on green grass, and maybe with a good chip he can still recover to make his par. And looks like our pin today is on that somewhat small third tier. And so the...
yeah, you've got a small third tier in the back. Really interesting. It's a very small area,
exactly,
and the pin is
but
way...
But if we want to have the Sunday, even though it's a Monday, we have a Sunday placement. So,
well, yeah, it's a holiday. Okay,
it's a holiday, right?
Yeah.
They demanded it.
And a tremendous amount of palm trees everywhere.
Yeah, that's the focal point given, and then we just supplement that with a specimen trees, we call it, and just to give a different flair. But that is, you know, once again, we talked of earlier on the palm tree green complex, where all these assorted size trees just frames the green, and then you have your bunkers surrounding the green also. So it works out well. And it's just, you know, delightful view with the resort in the background.
Do you also offer a teaching facility here?
We have a teaching facility. We have staff on board, as well as we have our golf school, John Jacobs, who does the full-length 3 and 4 and weekend schools. But then to supplement that, we have staff on board for clinics for our guests, as well as individual instruction.
And those are available
at
just by
shop.
Calling
uh-huh.
the concierge, and you can get things figured
Absolutely
out while you're
right.
staying here?
Absolutely right. And it's... It's works out fine because, once again, most of our guests are here 2 to 3 days. But they want a little brush up because a lot of them, particularly this time of year, are dusting the snow off their golf clubs. And they need
George is one of them.
and they need that little something to get them started. So it works out well. But the course is playing very, very well these days. And it's in days like this, it's hard to not be out here all day, but there's other things to do.
Do you allow people to walk this course? Because it's not a very difficult course to walk at all.
No, it's interesting. The desert, with maybe one or two executive course exceptions, it's all carts.
Everywhere.
And they're,
just mainly because of summertime, you just don't want people dropping in the middle of a golf course, I would think.
That's all
the
part
heat,
of it.
Yeah.
It is all part of
and
it.
And to help pace of play.
Yeah, and it's... And, you know, given our clientele, it just works out well for the vast majority. And it does move people around, and they tend to like it. Plus, you have your GPS, too.
Yeah, and then you have the free use of the GPS. It's beautiful.
But, we were talking earlier, this is the landing area. Some places in here you'll have 150, 160 yards.
And it narrows out here, though.
That's this little throat that we speak to. Mm-hmm. But once again, we were talking about this gentleman. He's had, you know, has the ability to still, you know, make his putt, and rather than having a forced carry, which makes it a challenge.
And, you know, some sand just on the edge of the water there so that...
It just frames the hole, doesn't it?
It does frame the hole beautifully. And if you're going up the green, you go a little bit left, it's going to fall into that. Yeah, you don't lose the ball.
Exactly right.
But you still have a difficult shot
exactly
to make.
Exactly right. Just get a little buffer.
Yep. It's really beautiful.
But you were talking of earlier, but the vast majority of our play is something to do with people on we call on campus or on the property, and it works out well. And we just went by some of our estate homes, which... border on our Palms Valley, our Palms Beckman.
Is it possible if our listeners want to come out here, can they make reservations online, or do they need to call in? What's the best way to make a tee time?
Whatever they're most comfortable with, we have online service.
Well, these are all online people.
Then giddy up. We have that feature, or if they want to talk to a particular someone to get more details, we have conventional tee time service through our telephone lines.
Okay. And again, the website would be desertspringsresort.com, and it'll bring you to the hotel
that
website, and you can get into the golf website through that.
That is correct.
And what would be the phone number for, is there a toll-free number to call the pro shop?
My suggestion to go directly is 760-341-1756, where we have attendants there that are fully both trained and knowledgeable of particular needs and information regarding the golf and the resort.
And again, that's 760-341-1756. And that takes you to the pro shop?
That'll take us right to the pro shop. Huh?
Excellent. And tell me about yourself. How long have you been working here?
Well, actually, I've been here since the resort opened. I'm one of those rare ones that have been here for some time, about 20 years. and have been in the Valley. I'm originally hail from the Midwest, but came out for the winter about 27 years ago.
And never left.
It's a tough detail, but someone had to do it.
Yeah, right.
And so it's worked out fine here. And we just try to think of interesting ways to keep our guests both satisfied and enjoy their stay here.
And what do you got planned to keep them interested and satisfied? You got any stuff on the horizon that you want to share?
Well, the next interesting thing is not specifically geared to, it would be transparent to the guests, but our superintendent and our grounds features have a new feature, that mapping of the golf course from a maintenance schedule. So we're going to be able to do more, use technology as our friend, from everything from measuring of fairways, measuring of needs from fertilizers to water to everything. And water, we feel in the West, is getting much more important. And our ability to literally maximize the use of water from an efficiency standpoint, we're sitting probably on a 36 to 48 hour schedule, where if we, let's say, quit watering for more than 48 hours, it would start to show, because we want to keep it, because excessive water use, while we frankly have golf courses use water, if we can keep it as tight and as efficient as possible, we feel we're contributing to that, as well as our Valley golf course is on treated water, and that's our desire, to be as efficient and helpful as possible.
And the best maintenance people are the most transparent, I would suspect, transparent to the consumer.
We are in the midst of, and we hope to, by year's end, is our goal, we'll see how close we come, to become certified Audubon Sanctuary, which we are very, very proud of. We believe in the organization. It's just our goal to be part of that, and so we're aggressively doing that.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, it's a beautiful golf course, and again, we appreciate you spending time with us and telling us about it. And hopefully you'll get some calls from listeners tell them, please stop by, say hi to Tim or Bob. He doesn't speak much, but he's with us. And thanks so much for your time and your generosity.
Great to have you here, and don't be a stranger.
Yo, I love invitations like that. Well, our recent conversation with Mike Ellis, who is the senior instructor at the Faldo Golf Institute at Marriott's Shadow Ridge, was so informative that I've booked some more interviews with instructors from the two other Faldo Golf Institutes as well, and they're both in Florida. Those conversations will be published in a few weeks. Now, a reminder to register to win the Hole-in-One Pilates DVD set featuring Sarah Christensen. Go to golfsmarterpodcast.com to register. Deadline for entries is April 30th, 2008. I want to apologize. If you wanted to take advantage of that exclusive discount for Golf Smarter listeners that was presented for the DVD set, as the time we're recording this, they still haven't put the page up, and I really apologize about that. There's really nothing I can do, but hopefully by the time you hear this episode, it should be ready to go. So to get your exclusive Golf Smarter listener discount, go to pilatesforgolf.com/golfsmarter. That's PilatesForGolf. pilatesforgolf.com/golfsmarter. Our quote of the week is brought to you by caddytips.com. Download, print, and play. It's that simple to play your favorite course with the help of a professional caddy. But here's a chance to receive 3 free downloads from caddytips.com. All you have to do is submit your favorite quote, whether it's golf or not, but it's related to golf, and if we use it, you'll receive 3 free downloads of any of the courses offered on their website. But if your need is more immediate, as a Golf Smarter listener, you get a 50% discount of any course you download. Check it out at caddytips.com/golfsmarter, and it's CaddyTips.com, caddytips.com/golfsmarter. Now, this week's winner of 3 free downloads at caddytips.com is Dr. Rick Zabrodsky, who submitted this quote that was provided by Jack Donahue, a former Canadian Olympic basketball coach. Now, Rick believed that despite the fact that Coach Donahue was referring to an important basketball game, it could easily be applied to golf, especially hitting off the first tee when there's something on the line, whether it be a trophy, money, or pride. And the quote is this: "It's not a question of getting rid of the butterflies. It's a matter of getting them to fly in formation." You can get 3 free downloads from caddytips.com if you submit your quote, or if you have any questions or comments, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarterpodcast.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Nicholson inviting you to join us for episode number 17 of the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast. You may have heard about the new iMix technology from Callaway. Well, we've brought on a couple of engineers from Callaway to provide us with details on what exactly it is.
An enabling system that allows consumers to very quickly and easily interchange heads and shafts, really to accommodate the conditions of play or their conditions.
Hi, this is Fred Green. Join Kenny Nicholson and myself as we have an in-depth conversation about interchangeable shafts and heads. It's on episode number 17 of the Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf Podcast. Free on iTunes or at golfbetterpodcast.com.